O God, graft in our hearts the love of thy name, that your name may be proclaimed, your name may be heard, your name may take root in every heart today. This we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
These three Sundays leading to Lent, the Gospels take the form of parables. Remember last week the parable, and this week again it's another one. A newly ordained priest was having a difficult time getting started preparing his first sermon. So he asked the senior priest for a suggestion. And that senior pastor told him, start your sermon with something that will certainly grab the attention of the people. For example, you might say, some of the best years of my life were spent in the arms of a woman who was someone else's wife. The senior pastor smiled at the young priest's shocked expression. Then he added, she was my mother. That Sunday, the nervous young priest ascended the pulpit, sweating and shaking. And finally he said, the senior pastor told me some of the best years of his life were spent in the arms of a woman who was someone else's wife. He was pleased in getting everyone's attention. But his nervousness overtook him. His mind went blank. And he just blurted out, for the life of me, I can't remember if he said who she was. That was from Reader's Digest, Laughter, the Good Medicine, from page 285. I thought, my friends, that might be an appropriate start for today's parable about growth. Because as infants, we all spend a lot of time in someone's arms. Think about it. Most probably, our parents. But somehow we grew up. We started walking, started talking, going to school, then eventually driving, working, getting married perhaps, and getting older. When we were young, we couldn't grow up fast enough. And now time goes by too fast. When we remember our children, just yesterday they were toddlers. Today, big men and women. And counting this Sunday's parable, we are going to have these 3 weeks, last week, this week, and next week, the parables that talk about God's kingdom. Or as St. Matthew or St. Luke, they like to call it the kingdom of heaven. Actually, today's parable is hardly a parable. Because a parable usually has an unexpected ending. Today's parable is entirely predictable. Because if we throw seed on the ground, some of it will grow if the climate is agreeable, if there is enough sun, if there is enough moisture. And I use this form of the parable because we have heard it so often and pretty much know how this parable is interpreted. And if we were reading Matthew's gospel from the beginning to the end, we would see that today's gospel describes the various ways that people had been responding to Jesus up to this point in his ministry. How did they respond? He was accused by some as being possessed. He was accused of some of being a breaker of divine law. He was accused of being a blasphemer. Some people thought he was a great healer. Others thought that having made them well, he was the greatest of healers. And some went happily about their business and didn't think any more about him, even after he had done such good to them. Some enjoyed his stories and were entertained as long as he was willing to entertain them. But if he asked something difficult of them, they sought other kinds of entertainment. Then there were some who thought he had something worthwhile to say, and they continued to listen to him and continued to learn from him. So Jesus Christ was like the farmer sowing the seed. Although he didn't touch all hearts, those whose hearts he touched, something happened. Those whose hearts he touched grew. Those whose hearts he touched produced good fruit. That is, my friends, their lives were virtuous and their lives were pleasing to God. What is the message for us today at All Angels? Jesus' message for us in today's parable is to know first of all that the kingdom of heaven is not an entitlement, as a lot of people these days seem to assume. Just because the seed of grace has been planted in our hearts, if we do nothing with it, it will die. If it lives in us, then it will grow. We know that some of the growth we experience in life, such as growing physically, just happens automatically as we grow older. But other kinds of growth require intentional effort on my part and your part. Intentional effort, such as growing in enough knowledge to get a degree, growing in enough knowledge to get certain skills, to be athletic, to be artistic, knowing how to get along socially with others. This is must be intentional. Knowing how to manage our finances so we can support ourselves. These all have to be intentional. So the message is this: growing in God's grace and holiness is like this second kind of growth. It is intentional on our part. It is not accidental. It involves us making a choice that Jesus Christ is more important to us than anything or anyone else. It means choosing to believe that he has come to teach us the way to God. Jesus himself, who said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life," and choosing to follow him faithfully. It also involves, my friends, patience. Patience, patience, patience. Patience as we wait for the fullness of the kingdom of God. Just as God has given us the sun, just as God has given us the rain to make the seed grow, so if we put forth the effort spiritually, pray, communion, attending church, listening to the word, God will supply the means necessary to produce an extraordinarily abundant harvest in our lives. So, investing our lives in him will give us a fantastic return on our investment, 30, 60, or 100-fold. Amen.